Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hey guys, it's Christy. Just here to ask a huge favor of you guys. If you could like, rate, or share this with some friends or on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever social media you like to put all your pictures on or your statuses, whatever, that'd be great. And if you could go to whatever platform you're listening to this on, your Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and like and review that. Our goal is to get this podcast out to more people so we can help more people. Maybe they're just going to be laughing. Maybe they're going to learn something about health and fitness and maybe a little bit of mental health. But we really want to step up our game a little this year and take this podcast to the next level. And that's where you come in. The more you can help us, the more we can help bring better quality to you and better guests. And we'll keep moving forward. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate everything that you guys send us, talk to us, and that you follow us at all. I hope you guys have a great day.
Hello. Hello, welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Okay, the reason why this opening is completely different is because it's just me interviewing my husband, Mike, and he's looking at me laughing at me, or laughing about the whole situation.
It's more like I feel badly for you.
You feel badly for me? Why?
You look embarrassed as hell.
I am slightly embarrassed because I'm not embarrassed like in a bad way.
I'm sure you won't even use this opening. You'll probably go up into the bedroom.
No, of course I won't. You just gotta make sure that you're a nice loud self. That's a joke. He is not loud. You'll hear a bell in the background because it's just us at home. I just got home from work. Mike had daddy daycare today, and Belle is making her fart noises in the background. This is real life, ladies and gentlemen, as you already know. We already interviewed Matt, so Danica's significant other, as most of you already know. And Danica talks so highly of her significant other and loves and everything. And he's a great guy. I've met him.
Yeah,
he's
also... Who would marry him?
I know, right? If he was a superhero, he would be Captain America. First question, if you were a superhero, who would you be? Because we're big superhero people. Don't edit your thing either. Like, don't edit your thoughts.
I have no idea. I think the problem might be that I know too many comic book superheroes.
Who was the first one that you related with first? Because that's probably who saw, like, the first person you liked, the first superhero you liked.
Spider-Man.
Really? Yeah. That's exact opposite of you.
Why?
Because he's small and he's agile. He's a kid. I guess.
Yeah, and I was a kid.
I guess so. All right.
You asked the first one.
Good question. I mean, good point. This is our relationship. He always says something very insightful like that. I'm like, shit, he's right. But I always give him the shit, he's right.
That's right. We have it on audio, folks. I am always right.
You're not always right.
You just said it.
Close to.
You can rewind it 10 seconds.
Close to always right.
You'll hear you saying... I'm always right.
Close to always right. Anyway, I think of you as the Hulk, obviously. I think that's a great idea of who you are. He rolled his eyes.
Yeah, I don't think I'm by rage.
Remember, it's a half and half. The person is okay, so those who aren't superhero people, the Hulk is a super, so his alter ego, super smart, Bruce Banner, has the love of his life. I mean, clearly, me, duh. And the comic book, it's Jen, whoever, right?
No, that's his cousin, Jen Walters.
Oh, that's She-Hulk. What's her name?
Betty Ross.
Betty. Are you excited that I at least knew it started at the B?
Yeah, I'm not excited that you think Hulk's doing incest stuff.
I think you're Hulk because you're super smart, but then you also have this other side that's like super sporty and you're huge. So you could be like internally the super nerd who is like pushing his glasses up and smart and into all that kind of geeky stuff. But then you're the super large man who destroys other men, or used to for sure destroy other men.
Only in Greyhound bus station bathrooms.
Or on a field. Whatever. Would you disagree?
Well, I currently don't have any superpowers, so I'll just go ahead and agree for argument's sake.
For the sake of argument. Is that what's gonna happen the whole time? I agree to disagree. Excuse me, I agree to disagree.
I don't know. Are you going to push this microphone inches closer to me
Yes,
after every
because
question?
I'm a loud talker, which is one of the fun things about us, and you have such a low, deep voice that it can hear me easily, but if you see the lines when you talk, I'm showing him the lines
Some
on.
men that I destroy on a regular basis, they prefer my low, deep voice.
Oh, side note, one of my favorite stories. We'll talk about how we met and stuff. And I do like to tell the story, and I'm gonna make Mike tell it from his side before we do, but to be prepared. One of my favorite stories recently in the past, since we've known each other in our adult lives, is he was trying to mold a mouth guard to his mouth, but he wanted to cut it really short, or he wanted a youth one, couldn't find one. And I was like, "Why do you want it so short?" He's like, "So I can cuss at people." Lost it because I thought it was hilarious.
Need to be able to talk shit.
It's amazing because he, for those of you who don't know, my lovely husband is he is this very stoic person. He's very tall, masculine, like I've said before.
Tall to you, not to Manute Bol.
He's tall to 90% of people. He's 6'3 and 3/4. Is that correct? 3/4? He won't let me say 6'4, so he's 6'3 and 3/4. So he's a very large man in stature. And he's just quiet for 90% of the time, and then he'll throw out one-liners to some people. Unless you're his person, like in his group of people, then he's very open. But short version of how I met my husband. Had a super crush on him when I was younger, watched him from afar, finally got the guts to like just walk by him. That was about it. And then kind of the mix of it is all history. We were friends, timing was never right. And then after something happened in my life, we reconnected, and he put the best tagline in because he's a man of very good one-liners. He put I was joking one day on Facebook and put now accepting applications for the next Mr. Right, and Mike messaged me, "I'd like to put my full application in." Done. Because this is why this is important. Because the husband is the person that I always held other men to, because he was always that image for me. So he's always my Superman, is what I always joked around about as a kid. So when you see like little jokes about me posting about him, he's my Superman. Because he's very big like that, and he has the Clark Kent glasses and switches it off, but
I can fly. I can see through clothes.
it's right for sure.
Super creep power.
Super creep power. Besides being my amazing husband, you have been successful in sports. I feel like anything that you do, you're successful in.
I'd say that's fair.
When I was getting ready for the Yorton, and Mike was a big, I'd say, cheerleader in a positive way for me, and he kind of it was a do or die time, I think, for me in this sport. And Mike was a very big backer for me. He's very good at support in a low key way. He's not gonna rah-rah you. He's just gonna one-line you, and that one line will be like, "Holy shit." I'll keep going from that. One of my favorite things about my husband is his competitive spirit, but his also ability to win. From just a sports background, how have you been so successful in sports?
I think a lot of it stems from one of the only things I can remember that my dad told me was that there's always somebody better out there. Now, some people can take that as a put down, you're garbage, which of course he didn't mean. I took it as there's always someone better out there, so you'd better keep training, getting better, mentally prepared, strengthen your body. I was always my worst critic. My coaches would yell at me, but they knew it really didn't do anything in college. I actually had one offensive line coach, Matt Griffin, who said, "There's really nothing I can say to you that you haven't already yelled at yourself, I bet." And I think holding yourself accountable is the greatest way to produce results.
See? Doesn't he just make you like want to go out and play a sport? You are a state champ in tracks, discus, and shot put, and then your football team won. You played UMaine.
Yeah, 1AA now.
One double A.
It's, what do they call it? FBS now? Non-bowl.
But you were also like you were a captain and all those things, right?
Yeah.
He smirks at me, is what he's doing. Like give me a little side smirk, like oh God. So
Well, I was never very vocal. I mean, that's the thing. I kept getting elected to be captain, but I never really felt like I was one of those verbal rah-rah guys. I remember when I played for the Sabres, the pro team, or semi-pro team. I told them specifically, like, I'll join, but I don't want to be a captain. And of course, practice number three, they elect me a captain. I've never really wanted that kind of spotlight.
It's so weird because you don't want it, but you walk into a room and you almost get it.
Just try to lead by example. Whenever I'm doing something, I mean, there's no point in screaming. Words have never won anything except a debate. It really is how well you do something.
That's awesome. And see, and this is one of the reasons why I love you. One of the many. It's because he acts like he doesn't have all these things inside of him, but he has all these amazing qualities, and he's so nonchalant about them in some ways. But I love it because there's a reason why every team you've been on has always asked you to be a leader. So would you say that's the biggest advice to be a leader?
No, I think the best advice that I can give to someone who's trying to succeed in a sport is practice and work on your own craft.
Being someone who was not a competitor, not in the bodybuilding world, but you saw me go through it, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a lot of science, really. Being natural, you can't do the things that will really work. Steroids, diuretics. Seeing the people who succeed, they usually have like a long torso, long legs.
I don't have a long torso.
I think a long
I have
torso
long legs.
creates a really narrow hip,
Yeah.
narrow whatever this area is right above your hips, below your ribs,
Yeah, like your oblique area.
and it'll give you long abs.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think that's a look that most people go
But
for.
did you know the past three Yorton winners have been 5'3" and under? So Anna, my client, did all four. Anna, myself, Danica, and Chelsea have all been 4 and under.
So what's the weight of the taller competitors?
The weight, it doesn't really, it varies.
I don't know the guidelines for it, but
Sorry, I cut you off, I apologize. But sorry, our dog is also licking water in the background. And if you have a problem with it, I apologize, it's real life.
fuck yourself.
A lot of science. Go ahead, keep going with that. Longer torso, longer legs. I do have really long legs.
I forgot the fucking question.
What was it like not being a competitor, but being a competitive person and watching the bodybuilding world evolve? You said it was a lot of
Oh, well,
science.
the thing about bodybuilding is it's so subjective. Each judge has their own thing that they're looking for. There's no guaranteed look that you can go for year to year to keep winning. You look at it in men's bodybuilding in the 70s and 80s, it was, they did not look like the fucking myostatin inhibited beef cattle that's out there right now. Arnold had wide shoulders and narrow waist, and Ronnie Coleman looks like a refrigerator with muscles drawn on it.
In the natural world, you're saying it's so s subjective. Objective.
Subjective.
Subjective. That I've already done the work. And so you watched me go on stage, and you were at my very first show.
Yeah.
You were at one more show?
Maybe two.
He works, so just so you know, he's very supportive, but he works usually when it's showtime, so it's hard for him to get the time off. But he took the time off for my first show and actually what ended up being my last show so far. If I ever do a show again, maybe, but whatever, maybe not. And we went down to DC for the Yorton. So from my first show to my last show, You were there through all 10 shows, but what did you see different?
I think I saw the efficiency of your diet, nutrition, training over the course of all those shows. It seems like you had a better plan on what you needed to do to prepare, what you needed to focus on body-wise, getting symmetry or measurements to the right area where you thought they were going to, get you a win.
And then from my first show on stage to my last show, because one of my favorite things is we have a video of Mike. He's recording me the winning. It's my favorite video, and no one's seen it except for us because it's my favorite video. What did you see different between my first time on stage to my last one that I was on?
A level of comfort.
Yeah?
Yeah, the first time you were on stage, you had almost like a, I don't want to say death grimace, but if you see her in photos, you'll know what I'm talking about. She's just got this Joker smile on her face. Everything's wrist up and it looks kind of uncomfortable, whereas number 10, you're coming out and you're hitting your marks, and that's what happens when you put the time on.
Yeah. It was very it was awesome to have you at that last one too, because that whole prep week.
Oh, come on. Trip to beautiful Washington, D.C.? Forget
It
about it.
was really nice. October, come on.
It was beautiful, let
He's
me tell
rolling,
you.
he's kind of rolling his eyes. It was really nice though, except for the fact that he couldn't find food anywhere. Because all the by the time we went out, all the carts were closed, but it was nice.
For what?
Just weather.
Tropical. Beautiful.
How awesome was it to see the wall?
Oh,
Or
going
Mormons.
into actual Washington, D.C. and experiencing the history was good.
Yeah.
But the part where our hotel wasn't.
It was terrible. It was absolutely, because I'm a cheapskate and I don't like to pay for the hotel, the host hotel, so I always like find a one that's just outside and
Definitely did make me feel like an uptown girl.
Oh man. Okay, so we have some questions. Some of this will be some show stuff, but some of this looks like mostly like marriage and kid stuff.
Shoot, get them. Go, go,
Okay.
do it.
This one's kind of a good so we've known, well, we've quote unquote known each other since I
Teenagers
was,
to 30s, that's all
yes,
you gotta
teenager
say.
to 30s. So from teenage to 30, how has Chrissy changed?
Physically, or because I mean, she's got some really noticeable changes.
I did get breast augmentation, which we talked about, but what else is something? You can talk about that. We don't give a shit.
Or emotionally, I don't know. She's read a lot of those self-help books. It's actually pretty annoying. I think they make her closer to being a sociopath, but that's just me.
Such an asshole.
It's like she'll always refer to the Four Agreements. Is that the book? Five Agreements?
Four agreements, yes. Thank you very much
The
for clarifying.
hidden sixth agreement.
It's funny because
I win every argument.
I literally talk about it all the time. People know. I literally talk about it all the time on here. And they'll love that you said that I still in my real life refer to them. It makes life so much easier. First off, have you read the book?
No, I haven't.
Okay, then don't judge. Because that's one of
All
the
right, I guess I should read it. Stop feeling real emotion.
It's wait, are you saying on a robot?
No, I'm not a
No.
robot.
I'm not a robot.
No, you're made of real flesh.
He's being silly. This is both of us where he is considered very cold, but I think I might be considered cold. But with him, I'm not cold.
Nope, opposite, you are.
I am? You think so?
I think you
Yeah.
are cold and calculating.
I'm not cold and calculating. I'm cold in thought. Like I think about it because I could be very hot and very like explosive and very mean. Like, very just passionate, and I don't like in a bad way, like a negative way, and I don't like that.
Yeah, but don't turn it off in the good way either.
I know, I get it, I get it. I get it. I get you. I smell what you're laying down.
Smell what I'm
I know,
laying down.
it's a bad saying.
You're a nerd.
Okay, so along that line, how has your view of Christy changed since you're having your daughter? Or changed since you've been married?
Since we've been married, it was, even though we were married, it still felt pretty casual. We didn't start living together until
Yeah, we have a
I
weird
think a
story.
year afterwards.
Right.
And it just, for whatever reason, I was in a lease. She didn't want to move into my shitty apartment.
I didn't want to move into his shitty apartment because I had a dog, Bevo,
Oh, yeah, I could have dogs.
who was my first child, and I thought it would be a big jerk move to leave him with my mom.
I wish you'd take him now.
He does try to get my mom to take him. But so I would stay with Mike for 3 nights of the week, and then I'd stay at home with my dog and myself the rest of the time. So, and then since I've had Belle.
Since you've had Belle, it's a world of difference. I mean, I've gained a shit ton of respect for you just because I see, and I don't know if it's instincts or chemicals or hormones or whatever, but you're an amazing mom.
Oh. Oh.
And it has softened you.
I would agree with that.
But I do think it was in a good way. It made you grow up, not out.
Like how? How has it softened
Because even with Bebo, who
me?
you say was your first child,
He was.
he doesn't get the love, the caring, the patience that I see when you interact with our daughter.
It sounds like before I was just cold-hearted and very blunt and
No, you're very focused on other things.
what are other things?
Career. You still spend a lot of time on Instagram, but focused on the Kardashians.
Outlet somewhere. Keep going with something like that. What goals do you have for yourself or as a family for the next year?
The next year,
Sure. 1 year.
let's see, Belle will be what, 1.5 at the most. I'd like to get her walking. I'd like to get her potty trained in a year and a half. That's right. That's right. Not out your mouth, though. Don't really have
No family goals?
goals that I've set.
No.
What would be something that you would think
Know.
would be a good goal?
Good goal for us for our family?
I don't want to take a vacation yet.
No, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
I want her to be old enough to experience it.
I agree with that. Like, I don't want Disney yet, but I do want to go to Disney someday when she's older. But it'd be nice to go on vacation. Mama loves vacations, huh?
Yeah, but summer's right around the corner. We're gonna have beach days and
Yes. But what about like seeing friends and stuff like that? Like we have a friend out in Vegas.
yeah, Vegas is not for a baby, I don't
But
think, but
Vegas has just interesting things for a baby, maybe. Oh, she's so silly. Yes,
what,
she
like
thinks.
what? Neon
No.
lights
Yes, exactly.
flashing.
We're old. We can't hang anymore. Doesn't matter.
It's not about being old. It's just we're at a spot where we have this little one that, as much fun as it is to raise her, taking her to Saint-Tropez is not really the best option right now.
So another us question. So how do you take care of yourself now with two women in the house? And there was an LOL after it.
The answer is I don't.
Stop
I am the fattest I've ever been, I think.
it.
And
You are not the fattest you've ever
I
been.
am probably the most broken down that I've ever been.
Mentally, social, like mentally, physically, emotionally.
I still don't sleep.
Well, that's your choice.
It's my choice. But they asked how I take care of myself. The answer is I don't. I made cookies today. Chocolate chip. I've already eaten seven of them. Maybe if we'd had a son,
My
I'd be
God,
working out, taking vitamins, saying my prayers,
he's
and
terrible.
worshiping at the altar. Hulk Hogan, but.
Do you see this? Do you see this? I'm holding her up right now.
Yes.
You need to live long for her. Why would it matter if she had a penis or not?
I know. I gotta wait for that grandson.
Listen, Lala.
Oh,
My gosh. Tell that he's terrible. It's right.
you say okay a lot.
I know. I filter it out. But I don't actually say okay normally. Usually it's so, but.
So you just say okay around me?
Right.
I'm just okay.
Because no, you're better than okay, but.
What's better than okay?
Better than average.
Like a
A
C
like
plus?
an A plus. A plus.
A plus?
At least a B plus.
You're lying.
So why are all my people asking you these questions? How has being a father changed your outlook on family? So Mike is, let me tell you kind of, so I'm technically an only child. I have a stepsister who came into my life when I was 7, because this is kind of, I think, important. And then I have a half brother who came into my life when I was, Uncle Alex, when I was almost 14. So you have a brother who is 4 years younger,
But
and then you have two half sisters who are 14,
20 years younger than me.
14 and 12, right?
I guess. I
Sure.
don't know how old Jenna is.
Yeah. So Danica has like six siblings, just so because
I
of
also
you.
have a half brother.
Oh, that's right. I forgot who I found.
Yeah.
How has having your own family changed you?
Not a ton. I've always kind of kept it real close. Talk to my mom once every 6 months, maybe. Not because she's a bad person or I don't like her, just because I'm kind of an adult man and I'm creating my own path. So I focus more on our family group here, and if people come over, I'm overjoyed, but I'm not really seeking them out.
Now that you're the leader of the pack, you're firstborn, so it's kind of, you've always been a leader, but now that you're the leader of this pack, how does that change?
How does that change what? Me?
Change you, yeah.
I feel no different.
Because you're always in the alpha.
I don't know what the reason is, but I still want to be successful. I still want my family to flourish. I don't feel a change.
So next question. What's the hardest part about being married to Christy?
It's not that hard at all, really. It isn't. She's very independent. She gets stuff done. She's a neat freak, but she doesn't bitch about it to me. Because I am not a neat freak.
I wouldn't say I'm a freak. I just like a tidy
I just like the spoons and the spoon part.
place.
I like all the dishes in the
I like all
dishwasher.
the dirty dishes in the dishwasher.
Oh,
Yes, I do. And I like all the spoons in the spoon holder. Yes.
when clothes are on the floor, I have a panic attack.
I
I need a
don't
paper
have.
bag.
I do not have a panic attack. I leave all the clothes that are on the floor. I leave them there. I don't say anything.
You just scream into a pillow every once in a while.
I never do. Never.
It's very easy. She's a very accommodating person. Accommodating to the slob that I am.
Goodness. So, what's the best and worst part about being a father?
The best part about being a father is I get to look at my daughter, no matter what kind of mood I am in, she makes me laugh.
It's true, even when she's an asshole.
Before I had a child, there were the people who said, as soon as you see her, you're gonna fall in love. and you really don't understand how deep that love will be. But when you become a parent, you realize that it really is all-encompassing. I mean, I think she looks a lot like Christy. Some people say she looks like me. I definitely think she has my hands and feet. I married Christy, and then she gave me a mini-me to look at. And, when she first got pregnant, I did have gender disappointment. I definitely wanted a boy. And I joke about it now about wanting to have a boy. But, gender disappointment, let's get that. That's normal, okay? There are ways that I connect with a son that I will never, ever be able to connect with Belle with. But having Belle, when you finally get her, hold her in your arms, there is no disappointment. I am extremely happy. I just wish, she'd say dada. Can you say dada?
She picked her head up. See,
Say
Dada.
dada or disown you.
Oh.
Say dada or you're out of the will.
Oh.
I didn't say the bad.
That's right.
She's trying to go on to the next question.
No, I'm not. I'm just
What's the
looking.
bad part about being a father? I don't know. The worrying. I worry about if she is progressing fast enough, if she's healthy. I worry about my wife's sanity because she's doing most of the late night stuff, the feeding, the rocking, trying to get her to sleep. I mean, I've seen her come downstairs at 4 a.m. and be like, "I got another 15 minutes left in me," and then you're taking over. No two ways about it. No, it's tough, but it has been rewarding. There really isn't a bad about having a child.
I think it's short-lived. I think that bad part is, I mean, she's so,
It's not
it's
even bad. I mean, it's just her way of communicating that
right.
something's up.
Or she's just not happy or understanding. It's amazing to see as she gets more, as she gets older, the ability to communicate more, or just her knowledge of the world is pretty awesome.
Yeah, if you hold a spoon in front of her
Right.
mouth, she opens her mouth.
Okay. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years, what will I be? 44?
44.
Jeez,
45.
hopefully still walking around.
Almost 45. So we have a joke and we have this clause. Can I say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So we have a joke that I wanted, I that we needed to be
She
married.
made me promise to live to be 82.
So we needed to be
That's the
married.
short of it.
We needed to be married for 50 years. So he has to live to be 82 years old, and he used to say to me he was never gonna make that age. So I said, "Bull, and you have to." So he has a contract now, quote unquote.
Actually, it's not written down anywhere, so I'm not sure how legally binding it
If anyone listening is an attorney,
is. Do we have any notaries?
please message me
If
and we'll
so,
get
don't call.
that. So where do you see yourself 10 years in at 40? Five, because you're almost 45, like in 10 years.
45 years old? Jeez, I don't know. With this thick head of hair, I guess maybe late 40s, runways of Paris, Milan.
Agreed. You have great hair.
Sure do.
You do. Even unfortunately, the hair on your face sometimes, for me.
Unfortunately, the hair on my face sometimes what?
Not a plus. You have the husband
You're
has
saying it's a minus, like an A minus?
like yes, it's a minus. The husband has great lips, so
A
it's
minus, we'll take it.
the husband has great lips, so it's nice when he can when I can see them. It's
10 years,
just
I have no idea.
no?
No.
Nothing?
I don't think I've ever set a long-term goal.
Never?
Never.
In all the things you've done in your life.
Nope.
Wow. Do you have like 5 year or a year?
Don't have it tomorrow.
You don't have it tomorrow. So what is it like living with someone then who has so many X, Ys, and Zs laid out?
That's the easy part. I just go along with your crap.
Sunny place somewhere.
I'm definitely a doer, not a planner.
You are.
If you can set me to a task, I'll accomplish it, no matter what it takes. But if you ask me to come up with something, it's going to be a while.
I like that. So, what is one life goal you have for Belle?
So all of a sudden, I started saying,
That's okay, because you have to think about it. It's a filler.
don't really need to
Don't
think about it.
we cut it out.
I hope that she gets a college education and something that she is excited to do.
Are you saying that because you
Because
do?
I'm not using my degree. You're
Yeah,
not using yours.
I am 100% using mine.
100%.
100% every day using mine.
Weren't
In
you
my.
supposed to be a teacher?
No, kinesiology is a study of human movement. And my minor, well, I had 2 degrees.
Right, gym teacher.
No, a study of human movement could
Listen,
be.
I went to college with a lot of kinesiology majors.
Kinesiology is just a study of human movement.
Gym teachers.
And then my next
Dodgeball.
major was, which I would have loved to be, by the way. I would have loved to be a gym teacher. I thought
Floor hockey.
it would have been awesome. Because you could have also done health and talked to other things. But
Ultimate frisbee.
here it is. So my next goal, my next major was sports rec management. So be a manager of sports. So like a gym like I had been in the past. And then my minor was in coaching, which sounds so stupid to have a minor in coaching, but I did.
Get your whistle.
Exactly. And I wanted my short shorts and high socks. But that was my degrees, and I
Be a lot
still.
of friggin' boners in that gym
Could
class.
you imagine if I was a gym teacher
No.
for high school boys?
Not at all.
I mean, I'd be great for high school girls. I would love to be a high school girl gym teacher. I think it'd be awesome. That's why I wanted my original plan was to be a teacher.
And then
And
you had one day in a class and you're like,
no, I
fuck
had
this noise.
no, I had a whole semester in a class actually, a whole semester in a first grade classroom.
And then you were like, fuck this
And
noise.
I was, even though I wanted to work with high schoolers, but I wanted to coach and teach like social studies or history because I love history. Okay, what's another question we have? What's one trait that you hope Belle gets from Christy?
The one trait that I hope Belle gets from Christy is, the one trait that I hope Belle gets from
It could be more,
Christy.
clearly, if you have
How
more.
do I decide on one
Are
trait?
you just say, are you wasting time or are
No,
you?
I'm not wasting time. I mean, you're very patient with her.
No, what do you want her to be like? Like,
Yeah.
what do you want her? Besides me being patient with her.
It would be your patience, your determination, overcoming obstacles. One trait. I mean, she's not going to get just one trait from you, so it's not a good question anyways. She's going to be molded by both of us, and she's going to get the best.
So what are the best traits then, and then of me, and then what do you think of you that you want her to get?
I hope she gets my analytical nature,
I agree with that.
ability to see all outcomes before she does anything. You know what? I hope she gets your risk-taking.
Do you think I'm a risk taker?
I do.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why?
You've changed careers, you've moved.
I've been the same. I've been first trainer for 12 years.
Yeah.
Just moved.
Different places, though.
Yeah.
You know, the ability to do that is actually really important because it's like the pilgrims. They hopped on a ship, they came over a place that nobody had ever seen before. You know, someone had told them about it. They just got on a ship and came over. It takes balls.
Yeah.
And they prospered.
Woo! I just think you can always redo it. So being analytical in a way, there's a pattern to it that is, you can produce it in other places.
But if you're analytical, you see the paths that other people have already taken. If you're a
Which,
risk taker, you make paths.
yeah, but there, I can see that other people have succeeded in other places. And now that the world is online too,
And
it's
then
you
you
can
still get the ability to
just go for it.
just start out in another direction.
Yeah. Interesting. So what are some bad traits that you don't want of each of us in her?
Addictive personality
In you?
in me,
Yep.
and in you. Huh.
My,
Oh, I hope she doesn't get your temper.
what do you mean my
My
temper?
temper.
See? How?
Because,
She's on too.
in your words, when you're done, you're
I
done.
am. I'm done. Because it's never like it's just that one thing that sets me off. It's been those little things that have always been adding up. And I'm just like, fuck this amount. Any piece of advice for Belle then?
Bell,
Yeah.
and do what you love. Don't take no for an answer.
Ooh, that's good. Piece of advice for listeners, is it different?
Smoke 'em if you got
So we always end, and this is gonna be super cheesy, and you're gonna laugh at me. But we always end on one thing that you're thankful for today or grateful for. So what's one thing that you're thankful or grateful for?
Orange flavored Red Bull, basically fuels me. And if I didn't have it, I probably would have gone on a 7-state killing spree by now. So yeah, Orange Red Bull.
And I'm thankful that you did this because you pretty much told me you never would. So we had a malfunction with our other guest that was going to be on this week. Didn't capture the audio, and Mike is stepping in for us, so we appreciate that. Any parting words you have for the
Yes, I'd like to thank my wife
guest?
for being my wife and being a great person who accommodates my every need and gave me this beautiful daughter.
You forgot I'm holding up a keyword card, so he'll say that. I'm
Cue card?
cue card. Cue card, like you're on
No,
Saturday
she's not holding.
Night Live.
I honestly am
Stinky toe.
thankful to be married to Christy.
Aw, thanks, babe.
And hopefully these words get me some nookie.
For sure, first off. But I think one of the benefits of our relationship is that we do have a good communication.
There you go.
We communicate well.
We're
We
communicating.
communicate well. We can choose not to, or we can choose to, but we choose to most of the time. So, even though they were both very independent people, we still have pretty decent togetherness. So, excellent. And
I know this isn't a relationship podcast, but if you want to have a stronger relationship with your partner, just be honest with your feelings and talk them out.
in a
You might
non
you definitely don't want to get stuck in a relationship where you can't speak to your partner and tell them that, hey, I'm pissed you threw my stuff out. You need to speak up, because
I
if you don't, you're going to get trampled for the entire duration of the relationship.
didn't. So I've never thrown his stuff out, just so you know. This is not like I've never done that.
That was a for instance.
Right. For instance. It's a communicative thing. So you let your things known in a non, how would we say this? Not aggressive way. So non accusative way is the most efficient way to say it.
And don't be jealous.
Ooh, good one.
If you don't have trust with your partner right now, it's probably over.
Mm-hmm.
Or it should have been over.
He can like every tall blonde, which is exactly opposite of me, and I just don't care.
It's not just the tall blondes.
Oh,
There's the redheads. There's the
that's
brunettes.
right. I just don't care.
There's the girls that carry body fat.
Yes. Yeah, so that's an interesting. So let's talk a little bit. I know we said we're in, but so I always joke with you about it, but
You shouldn't end this. This is gold.
this is gold. So your perfect girl is like a Kate Upton, which is completely opposite of me.
I don't know if it's Kate Upton.
Or someone like
I do
that.
think it's Genevieve Morton.
A tall, thicker lady than Christy. So how did your cards fall onto a shorter, brown-haired, brown-eyed. I guess I'm not really brown-haired, but.
Because they satisfy the eyes and you satisfy everything
Aww.
else.
He's not saying that I'm not satisfying for the eyes either, because, of course, he loves the booty that has been built.
Yeah, I want to wear it as a hat.
See? That's for sure saying it, because I always say, my husband's favorite line about my butt is. Thank you for listening. I hope that you had a good time listening to Mike and I. I know I don't really talk a whole lot about Mike. I just tell little stories here and there because he is a special creature to me. That he is his own thing and his own conundrum
She
all
was
wrapped
just
up.
waving her hand in a circle around me,
Because it's
as
a
if to cast a
conundrum.
spell and
Because
put me back in a box.
sometimes it needs to. But it was a good insight that I am a cold but warm soul now.
Warm to me, cold to other people.
Am I cold to other people?
Probably.
I think I am. I think that's a good description of me. So, anyway, I hope that you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. You can follow us on Champion Chat 360. Instagram or Facebook, and you can follow us at championchat360, or sorry, email us at championchat360@gmail.com. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Keep communicating, man.